Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Great to be right here on the Truth Radio Network, on the No Bull Radio Network as well. And our good friends on KDIS down in Little Rock, Arkansas, KTRB out in San Francisco, as well as those of you that are listening on KYAH all across the great state of Utah, and all of our syndicated associates, thank you so much for listening each and every day. Please support our sponsors. Be sure and support Patriot Mobile. You can contact them at Patriot. 972 Patriot is the number. 972 Patriot, the only Christian conservative mobile phone company. Be sure and give them your support. We need to support Christian like-minded organizations that support causes like, fighting for the life of the unborn, and fighting for traditional values, traditional marriage values as well, the family, pushing back against these transgender agendas that led to the absolute atrocity of the young girl who was raped in the bathroom in Virginia school. So, and this vaccine mandate that we'll talk about here in just a moment. Bottom of hour number two coming on today, the founder of the Amistad Project, Phil Klein. Attorney Phil Klein joins us. We're going to talk with him about what's going on. The majority of Americans now do believe that there was some kind of election fraud, election irregularities, and a need for audits by the states. We'll talk about where that sits and what's going on with that today. Also in hour number two, Dr. Tom Barrett is back with us. ChosenGold.com. Be sure and get your form filled out at ChosenGold.com. Gold may be the only asset, and investment grade gold is a unique type of gold. And Dr. Tom is the man. He is the premier author on that, I'm telling you. Investment grade gold. Go to chosengold.com and you'll get special deals there that you'll only get by going through that portal. We're going to talk about the biggest parking lot in the world and why you better do your Christmas shopping like now if you're going to do some. Also coming up, bottom of the hour, James Hurston is with us. James is out in the mix in Hollywood. We're going to talk with him about what happened on the set of Rust. We're also going to get into a conversation with him just about faith and the role of faith and how Hollywood is continuing to assault Christianity and faith. But let's get right to our first guest. She is a former charge nurse working in the ER and working in the OR. And she has a story that everyone needs to hear, her own story of how she trusted the Faucis of the world, as many, many, many have, and accepted the injection and immediately had a reaction that put her in the emergency room herself. And she has been uncovering more and more of these situations, including children dying. I want to welcome Nurse Angela, and you can find her at vacsafety.org. Be sure and get over there, vacsafety.org. Angela, welcome. It's good to have you.
Thank you. It's so good to be here.
Well, let's begin by just kind of telling a quick overview of what happened to you, and then I want to get into some of these stories. Comcast has killed a particular commercial. That's an atrocity, but I want to get into some of the stories of children that have died as a direct result of taking this injection and the trial situation that you and I were talking about in the green room.
Yeah, so being a nurse, you know, I trusted science and I trusted medicine. And when the vaccines came available to us medical staff, we were told they were safe. We were told the clinical trials were done and they were safe and effective. So on January 19th, I went to get my vaccine. I've been fully vaccinated with all other vaccines. And so I had no worries in my mind that something could go drastically wrong. And while I was waiting at the 12-minute mark, I felt my body go numb. I was hot. I felt limp. I started shaking uncontrollably. And I felt my heart racing. So I was surrounded by paramedics and nurses. They took my vitals, and they were very unstable. My blood pressure was 180 over 130. My heart rate was in the 140s to 160s. I'm very active and fit and healthy. I've never had health issues in my life. And so they decided to transport me to the emergency room to work me up for a heart attack. And over the following 2 months, they couldn't find anything wrong, but I was hospitalized 5 times. I had 5 911 calls. I had chest pain, shortness of breath, couldn't breathe, passing out, just a whole number of things, numbness, tingling. I was getting worked up for MS, for brain lesions. My symptoms were just really horrific and very scary. It was a very dark time where I was worried for my life. I thought I was going to die. And after the 2 month period, I started to reach out to others and find out if others were having similar effects. And it was shocking to me to find out that there were thousands just like me all over the country and now all over the world. We're noticing in our Facebook groups that we're having up to 300 new members a week having these same symptoms. It's just been really life-altering. I'm currently over 9 months out, and I have a cardiac monitor on my chest.
Oh my gosh.
I'm doing my second round of cardiac testing.
So let me interrupt and ask this question, if you don't mind. And that is this: you're a nurse. How long have you been a nurse?
I've been a nurse for 23 years.
Okay, so you're not fresh out of nursing school. You're not somebody that, you know, it was a novice with all of these issues and things that are going on. You're someone who had been in for 23 years. You were a charge nurse. Can you explain to our audience what it means to have risen to the level of being a charge nurse?
Yeah, so I was in charge of women, infants, and children. So I was a charge nurse for the departments of labor and delivery, pediatrics, NICU, and postpartum. So I was in charge of all the nurses,
wow,
the physicians, the patients, and then I was,
sure,
also part of the trauma team. So whenever we would have a pregnant patient or a kid or, you know, come in with a trauma, I would be in the emergency room handling and being part of that trauma team.
Managing what was going on and the care of that particular patient.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
Obviously then, I mean, the things that have taken place, the things that you have personally experienced, you have been on the other side of that as a nurse practitioner of sorts, you know, being the person who was managing the care of people who had traumatic experiences like what you personally were going through.
Yes, and it's definitely, sorry, go ahead.
No, it's a different view, isn't it? Believe me, I understand, having been in ICU on life support for 6 weeks myself, my family not knowing if I would live or die, and spending 3 months in the hospital and still recovering to this day from a catastrophic car accident, I can somewhat relate to that patient. Well, I can relate to the patient experience. Let me ask you this question. As a seasoned nurse, you received information from NIH, from these pharmaceutical companies, that satisfied you relative to science and medical evidence, so that you felt that you were okay to administer these injections and receive one for yourself. Where was the disconnect between what they told you, what they wrote in their documentation, and the actual facts that you've now discovered and your own personal experience?
It's been eye-opening and very sad at the same time, because I have always been very transparent when it comes to medical care. If things have gone wrong, we always inform the patient and let them know. And so I believe that that was the case for me when they told me it was safe to get the vaccine. I didn't discover until much later, when I really dove into it, that they have been lying the whole time. The clinical trials, for example, the AstraZeneca, there were 266 participants that had to drop out of the clinical trials due to being very ill. I'm good friends with one of them who is being treated at the NIH. It's been a complete mess. You know, I don't understand why they would do clinical trials and have this evidence of it being a dangerous medication and not looking into the side effects. There was a girl, 12 years old, Maddie DeGarry. She was in the Pfizer trials. She was a healthy little girl. She wanted to be a nurse when she grew up. She wanted to take one for the team because she wanted to be a part of science. And she got the Pfizer vaccine and is now paralyzed. She's got a feeding tube. Her life will never be the same. And she was part of the Pfizer trials. They ignored the mother. They ignored the child. They didn't find correlation. How do you have a healthy child and then they get a vaccine and all of a sudden they're paralyzed with a feeding tube? I've never seen that in the history of being a nurse. I also have never seen young, healthy teenagers just drop dead of heart attacks. I go to the emergency room whenever there's a pediatric code. And in my 23 years of being a nurse, I have never coded a kid due to a heart attack. And it's happening. There's tons of kids that have this myocarditis. They're dropping dead on the basketball court. Ernesto Jr. is one of them. He's also a 15-year-old who got the Pfizer vaccine, was playing basketball, and collapsed and died. In my own town, I live in Sonoma County, California. We have not lost one child to COVID, yet we had a 15-year-old boy named Odin pass away in his sleep from the Pfizer vaccines. And on his report, it is documented that it was due to stress cardiomyopathy due to the Pfizer vaccine. So the government knows about us. The CDC knows about us. The NIH is treating vaccine victims, but they're not letting the world know that we have an issue. We have a serious issue. So it's been very alarming to me. I feel lied to. I feel betrayed. I wish I would have gone in with informed consent. I wish I would have known about the clinical trials not going so well. So I just feel very betrayed by the medical field.
Well, folks, we're going to take a quick break. Our guest is Nurse Angela. You can get more information about what she's talking about and some of the things that you can do. We'll talk more with her about that when we come back. VacSafety.org, VacSafety.org, VacSafety.org. Also, if you took that vaccine and you are feeling ill, we have a very powerful prayer that we have been praying for people, and we have been seeing God do amazing things.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, I'm Barry McGuire. I'm a layman here to remind you that faith sharing is a barometer for your spiritual health. Imagine walking into a room where everyone's dressed in black except for a few wearing white. That's how God sees Christians whenever they're out in public, in the mall, in a checkout line, a waiting room, you name it. You're living in a world where 80% of the people around you don't know the Lord. It's tragic, and it's a huge opportunity. When you know that most of the people around you are searching for God, you know the slightest mention of God can impact a life. And you'd be amazed how often God-focused conversation can take place when people see God's love flowing through you. God knows you can't prepare for spontaneous conversations. That's why he tells you in Luke 12:12, don't worry about what to say. For the Holy Spirit will teach you at the time what needs to be said. And once you experience that kind of intimacy with God, you'll be hooked. Get help sharing your faith at igniteamerica.com.
Are you looking for direction in your life? Here's today's Pathway Minute with Dr. Robert Jeffress.
Daniel understood from the time he was a little boy that it didn't matter what other people thought of him. All that really mattered is what God thought of him. Daniel lived his life for an audience of one. Daniel believed what Samuel the prophet had written years earlier in 1 Samuel 2:30, when God said through Samuel, I will honor those who honor me. And God will do the same for you. God will honor you if you devote your life to honoring him. God's honor comes in many different ways. Sometimes it comes through material blessing. Sometimes it comes through relationship blessings. But the fact is, God always honors those who honor him.
Pathway Minute is produced by Pathway to Victory. To access the Bible teaching of Dr. Robert Jeffress, go to ptv.org.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits. Everything filtered through biblical glasses. Folks, you can make that donation at paypal.me/Pastor Greg. paypal.me/Pastor Greg. Would greatly appreciate your help and your support. We need a lot of assistance when it comes to our India ministry in particular. If you want to learn more about that, go to cg4i.com. cg4i.com. We're doing an incredible work saving souls, putting freshwater wells in the ground that are changing the lives of entire communities. And we have had a huge impact over there when it comes to some very, very special projects we're involved in. And they need us to continue to help them. In Punjab, India, there is no government social programs for the lower caste or for Christians. So without our help, literally, folks, they starve to death. So please consider what you might be able to do. $10, $20, $50, or more if you've got it. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. My guest is Angela, Nurse Angela. She is a vax victim, and she is also a part of a group at vaxsafety.org bringing truth to this entire situation, folks. And they're forcing this now. The FDA approved, that's crazy. They've approved vaccines for a group that by all statistical and scientific evidence doesn't need vaccines, ages 5 to 11. And in fact, Angela's been telling us stories about how young people are experiencing myocardia and horrific results, dying as a result, permanent injury as a result of these. Angela, you had something you wanted to share with us also, kind of breaking news, but go ahead and I'll let you take it from here.
Yeah, so I'm the founder of VACSafety.org, and it's VAC with a C, V-A-C, safety.org. It's Steve Hirsch. Every Thursday, he has a call that is on Zoom. It's like an FLCC type of Zoom call where he has the best experts around the world discussing the vaccine safety issues. And tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern time, the founder and president, Steve Hirsch, is speaking with a pharmacist, Nicole Belland. She's a pharmacist who went viral last week for her bravery, refusing to give her customers any more of this poison. As well as tonight on the show, there'll be a Texas pediatrician, Dr. Angelina Ferreira, who will be discussing vaccines in these children and how unsafe and unnecessary they are. So I recommend all of you just to go on to vaxsafety.org. There's a register button. It says register here. You just sign up with your email, and every week you will get an email joining you to the call that allows you to come in and listen to these experts talk. Last week we had Jessica Rose and Peter McCullough. We have a great team of doctors all over who will be presenting information and sharing this information as to how dangerous this is. So
yeah, and Peter McCullough is incredible. There are so many wonderful people that are stepping up like yourself, because this is an atrocity. And now, you know, it doesn't seem to be about making anybody better. It doesn't seem to be about, you know, supposedly stopping this, because what they're doing by all of the measurements is not safe. Talk to me about the trials. We've got just a couple of minutes left, but if you would give me just kind of an idea again, what was it about these trials that you found was not what they suggested that it was?
Well, for example, just the AstraZeneca trial, 266 people had to drop out because they were not well. One girl in particular, she's been all over the news. She was hospitalized. She was paralyzed 3 times. She is being treated at the NIH. She had to drop out of the clinical trial. And they're not looking at this data. They're not looking, they're turning their eyes to it. They have all the data in front of them. Bayer's has hundreds of thousands of reports, you know, over 16,000 deaths. That's the point of having the trials and looking at this data, is to extrapolate and figure out what is going on. This vaccine should have been pulled in February. When they started getting data coming in that people were dying at the rate that they were dying, it should have been pulled in February. It continues to go on. They keep pushing the agenda. The most alarming thing to me is that we have early treatment. We have early interventions that I did not know about. As a nurse, I thought it's you either get COVID or you get the vaccine. And if you get COVID, you know, it can kill you. I didn't know that there was all of these treatments that doctors all over the world have found to be effective.
Mm-hmm.
And so physicians aren't telling patients, if you get COVID, this is what you need to do. They're telling people that just to go to the emergency room when they can't breathe. That is the wrong information. We're killing people by that misinformation. And people think that they only have, the only choice they have is to get vaccinated. And playing Russian roulette. You have no idea if you're going to be one of the unlucky ones.
Folks, it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be that way. If you want information, reach out to me, Pastor Greg at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, Pastor Greg at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, or go to VaxSafety.org. They've got a great deal of information there as well. I have a protocol that I have been taking. I had COVID, a severe case in December, and my protocol saved my life. Thank you, Nurse Angela. I appreciate it. Back with more.